It is the first Sunday of August. That means it is our All Age Together at 10 service, followed by a picnic lunch at Fulham Palace. So what a great Sunday to choose. You couldn't pick a better Sunday. We're going to have lots of fun throughout the morning and then on through lunch and into the afternoon if you're able to stay for that. But as well as being a great Sunday, it's a little bit of a sad Sunday because as well as welcoming you, if you're new here, we're saying goodbye to two dear friends, two members of our staff. Ollie, who's been our youth and children's minister here for 7 years. This is his last Sunday with us. And Johnny, our youth and children's ministry apprentice, who's been here training in youth ministry for the last 2 years. This is his last Sunday, and we're going to be saying goodbye to him as well. So a bit of a sad Sunday, and indeed the picnic at the palace is a kind of farewell picnic, so an extra special reason to come along to that. So this is an all-age service. It's Ollie and Johnny's last service with us. You can see from what you've been given as you've come in, it is a superhero service, and I'm going to hand over for the last time to Ollie for our superhero all-age service. Ollie.
Brilliant. Oh, gosh, that's very loud. Hello, everyone. My name's Ollie. It's nice to see you if I've not seen you before. Johnny and I, and quite a lot of other people in the room, have been on a thing called Romsey One this week. It was a camp with a load of 11 to 14s. I'll tell you what, if you were on Romsey One, why don't you wave your hand in the air like that? Quite a lot of people behind as well. Fantastic. Lots of people on Romsey One. On Romsey, we had a theme this year, which was superheroes. Superheroes. And so we thought it really appropriate that Johnny came dressed as a superhero. So can we give Johnny a great round of applause as he comes on dressed as a superhero?
Hello.
Fantastic. Now, this is Johnny. If you haven't met him, he doesn't normally dress like this. He normally has his pants underneath his trousers. But Johnny, can you tell us who you're dressed as this morning?
So I am dressed, as you can tell from the double H, as Hopeless Hero. So this week at Romsey, on camp, I was trying to learn how to be a superhero with varying degrees of success.
Did you manage it, Johnny?
I managed to graze my knee learning to fly. I learned how to blend in and dress up, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're going to say yeah. See, we're looking today at a bit from the Bible from Philippians. Why don't you grab your Bibles, Philippians chapter 3, and when you've got it, it's quite small at the front, that was all, so if you can't see it, you can definitely find it in the Bible. When you get to page 1180, you're looking for big number 3, little number 20. So Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. 1180. And I'll just read it first. This is kind of summing up a bit of what we're doing today. Our citizenship as God's people is in heaven, and we eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. I'll just read it one more time because it's quite short. Our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body. Now this week we have been hearing about not just Jesus as a superhero and not just, Hopeless Hero. We've been hearing about another hero, and his name is Hero. Hero. Johnny's about to come and stick a picture of him up. So, yeah, this one, yeah, well done. So, this is Hero. He's supposed to be a superhero because he's wearing a mask. And he's got a very cool letter. We reckon that's what superheroes need, cool masks and cool letters. That is Hero. Now, next to him is Sam. Now, Sam, I suppose, is the main character in the story we're about to hear. So, there's Sam. And there is Hero. Andrew, we've got a picture of Sam that's coming up on the screen as well, haven't we? There's Sam. Oh, gosh, can you see the screen? Yeah, why don't we move one this way? There's Sam. And there's Hero. There's Sam on the screen as well. Now, Sam, the one thing you really need to know about Sam is that he loves superheroes. He absolutely loves them. So if we could have the next picture up, we get to see Sam's bedroom. Oh no, maybe he loves one hero in particular. Hero. That's Hero, Sam and Hero. Sam's bedroom shows that he absolutely loves superheroes. Here it is. You can just about make out there's a big poster of Hero on his wall, and there's a mobile as well, just at the top, which has lots of heroes on it. And then he's got Hero's big sign on... I'm not sure we can see, Johnny. We might need to move this back a little bit more. Mm. There we go. Great. Is that better? Can people see better? Great, great. So he loves superheroes. He loves Hero in particular. But one day, Sam had a bit of a think, and he realised, why is he putting so much effort into thinking, oh, do you know what, I love this hero, I love superheroes. Why am I putting so much effort into telling that hero he's great? I'm great. I'm gonna just make myself a hero. I'm gonna build amazing hero clothes. Can we have the next picture up? There we are. I'm gonna kind of build amazing electronic arms and have super swords. I am going to not just tell this hero that he's great, I am going to be the hero. I'm not going to tell the hero that he's great. I'm going to be the hero. And there he is as the hero. In fact, you can kind of tell by the colour scheme, maybe, he's actually a bit of a villain. He's a bit of a super villain. Because what he's done is he's taken the stuff that Hero deserves and he's given it to himself. He's taken the stuff that Hero deserves and he's given it to himself. Let's have the next picture, Andrew. There we go. He's set himself up against Hero. It's like he's his arch nemesis. Has anyone seen The Incredibles? Yeah, I've seen The Incredibles. In The Incredibles, something very similar happens. I can't remember their names, but there's one young man and he sets himself up against Mr. Incredible. It's a bit scary. Anyway, next picture. One day, Sam decides he's going to Thorpe Park. Now, we all went to Thorpe Park on Romsey, so that was quite fun. But off he goes to Thorpe Park, and when he gets there, he decides to go on a ride that he's not meant to go on. There he is, on the ride that he's not meant to go on. In fact, it's after dark, he's really not meant to go on this ride at all, and so he gets on it anyway, and he uses his superpowers to make the ride run, even when everyone else has gone home. Now, the punishment for that would be, if he was caught, that he'd be kicked out of the park forever. He'd never be able to go back to Thorpe Park. It's a pretty dodgy thing to do, really. But he goes on it anyway, and he's going round the ride, and off he goes, and suddenly, it breaks. Suddenly, it breaks. And he is stuck at the top of the biggest roller coaster in the entire theme park. What's he going to do? He needs a saviour. He needs someone to rescue him. Hero won't rescue him, surely, because he's kind of shoved Hero away. He's set himself up against Hero. There's no way that Hero will rescue him. But that's exactly what happens. Hero comes and he flies into the rescue and he grabs Sam and he says, Sam, just take my hand. Just take my hand and I will save you. And so that's what he does. He takes him off, saves him, and they end up on a nice little green hill together. Isn't that nice? He doesn't just save him, though. The story goes on. It's quite exciting. He doesn't just save him. But actually what happens is Hero brings Sam onto his team. He promotes Sam and makes him his sidekick. Can you imagine that? Sam has set himself up against Hero. He's completely gone, no way, Hero, no way. I don't want to be anywhere near you. I'm going to be the superhero, not you. And what does Hero do in response? He grabs Sam, he saves him, and he makes him his sidekick. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So what do they do as sidekicks? You can't quite see all the pictures, but some of them you can see. They go for picnics. They hang out together. They go to a bit of a disco. Some little bop things, that's for Rob, basically. Sorry, Rob. They go flying around together, because that's what superheroes do. They fly around in the air. And they even have a house together. They share a house, and it's lots of fun. They start doing all their things together, because Sam is now Hero's sidekick. The thing is, it's not perfect. It's not perfect, because Sam isn't a very good sidekick. He isn't a very good sidekick. Hero's great at flying. He takes off and he shoots into the sky and he flies around. But Sam can't really take off. Brilliant, can't really take off. And when he eventually does take off, Hero's very good at landing. We'll have the next one. Whereas Sam lands in what looks like a big pile of poo. But anyway, next up, Hero is very strong. Very strong. Where Sam isn't very strong. Sam's not a very good sidekick. He's not a very good person to be on Hero's team. But Hero's brought him onto his team. He loves him. He wants him on his team. And the best thing of all, the best thing of all, is that one day Hero promises that Sam will be just like him. Sam will be not just a rubbish sidekick, but he'll be a partner in crime. He'll be able to do all those things. He'll be great. He'll be great. One day. One day. Now, we've heard about Sam. We've heard about Hero. But you know what? This is a story that isn't just about Sam and Hero. It's quite a lot about us. Let me just turn these things around. Johnny, why don't you turn that one around? Brilliant. Johnny's got some more pictures to stick up for us. Here he comes. See here, I'll move aside so you can see. Hero is a lot like Jesus. Hero is a lot like Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus is a superhero as well. He's a saviour who rescues people when they're really in trouble. He's a saviour who rescues people when they're really in trouble. And over here, it's not just one of us, because there's lots of us. We're a bit like Sam. We're a bit like Sam. You see, we think that we're the heroes, not Jesus. We think that we're the ones who can save the world. And so sometimes we set ourselves up to be that. We set ourselves up to be that. But in doing that, we get ourselves into a real problem. We get ourselves into a real problem. Wait for Johnny to stick up the us. That's it, brilliant. Thanks, Johnny. You see, in saying that we're the hero, not Jesus, we make ourselves a real problem. Because we take away the glory. We take away the brilliance that Jesus deserves for being the best hero ever. We take away what he deserves and we give it to ourselves. We say, I'm the hero, not Jesus. I'm the hero, not Jesus. Now, the problem with that is that just like when Sam went on his roller coaster, he deserved to face consequences. He deserved to face consequences for that. The Bible says that for ignoring Jesus as the true hero, we deserve to die. That's a pretty big consequence. But just like Sam and Hero, Jesus is a brilliant saviour. You see, he flies in and he offers us his hand and he says, take my hand and I will save you. I will sort out the problem. I will get rid of those consequences. I'll deal with them myself. And I will give you a fresh start. Not just a fresh start, in fact. I will make you part of my team. I'll make you part of my team. I'll make you my sidekick, if you like. And as his sidekicks, we're a bit like Sam. We fail a lot. I fail a lot. I try and do things that Jesus asked me to do, and actually I don't manage it. I don't manage it. But one day, Jesus says, I'm going to come back and it will all be okay. One day, it will all be okay because I'll be with you and I really will then make you like me. You really will then be just like me, a superhero. Why don't we have a look back at that verse in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 to 21. It talks about us being part of Jesus' team, if we've grabbed hold of his arm that he's held out for us. It says this, our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. We're waiting for Jesus to come back so that we can be just like him, so that we can be super with him. It'll be brilliant. It'll be brilliant. Johnny, why don't you pray for us? Why don't you pray for us?
Let's pray, guys. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for what we've been able to learn this morning. Thank you for how the story we've been looking at helps us really learn about the truth about us. We're sorry that we try and grab the glory that only Jesus deserves. But thank you that even though we do that, Jesus saves us, he brings us onto his team, and he promises that one day we will be just like him. Amen.
Amen.